zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included
Ron and Anian,
Dracula and his son.
Welcome back, Ron and Anian, the Car Doctor. It's been in the news, you've heard about it, you've read about it, and you're probably worried about it. Airbags. How big of a deal is the current airbag recall that's in conversation going around the country right now? And we thought we would go to the source in terms of information and welcome back Paul Eisenstein, our go-to guy for just such this type of information from the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, it's a pleasure to have you back, sir.
Good to be with you.
The airbag recall. I guess to sum it up, the company by the name of Takata is under the microscope here. They produce some airbags from the reports I've read from model years 03 to 04 from various car companies. And
actually, they go back a little bit further.
Okay.
Now, I don't have the list in front of me. It is so long. I believe the first airbag model on their recall list is something like a 2000 or 2001, and it continues on and on and on, all the way well into that decade. Takata has had a whole range of problems. Let me give you a little background. First of all, Takata is under investigation by the U.S. Justice Department for bid rigging, price fixing, and things like that.
Oh, isn't that comforting?
At least two, and I believe three of their executives have now either gone to jail or have pled guilty and are likely to go to jail, not related to this recall. They had a huge recall due to some other defects with seat belts about a decade some back. This is a company with some serious problems that have been going on for quite a few years. And the problem is, in today's industry, the way that we work things is that suppliers don't necessarily just build a part for one model or even one manufacturer, but they're shared by a lot of them. And in this case, the defective airbag systems, primarily what they call the inflators, have been used in an estimated 16 million or more vehicles worldwide. And we've seen about 7.8 million of them recalled in the U.S. And I'm going to put an asterisk because the question you need to ask me as we push on is, have we seen the worst of this?
Well, have we?
No, actually, we have not. If you'll watch the DetroitBureau.com later this week, this coming week, we'll have a story on there that raises some serious questions about the way the recall has been run so far. We're not the first. We're going a little bit deeper in this. I will tell you that what concerns some people is the fact that this particular recall is being handled on a somewhat what they call a regional basis. You know, we typically think that recalls are a national problem. So if there's a defective steering system or an airbag or something, that you would recall the any vehicle that they were installed in across the U.S., if not worldwide. This is a peculiar case. They seem to think, and I'm going to underscore the word think, that the problem is made worse if the vehicles are operated in high humidity climates, southern Florida, for example, along certain parts of the Gulf Coast, for example. But they don't know that for sure. And there's growing pressure to expand some of these recalls so that they're not only looking at vehicles that were either sold in or now registered in those regions, but the vehicles that may be operating in other parts of the country. And if that happens, we're looking at the possibility of many, many, many millions more vehicles being recalled.
Paul, can you verify, do you have knowledge? The report I saw, which wasn't in the news, it was something outside of the news mainstream, Honda is carrying the bulk of these bad inflators from Takata, 5.5 million vehicles or some number like that?
Yeah, I believe that's correct, and I do apologize. I'm not where I can pull my data form up on screen, but they had a lot of them. And Honda has a problem because it appears that they may have underreported to the federal government, to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, about some of the accidents and injuries and fatalities that they've experienced. So they may be in for some serious trouble. But this is, at this point, I know of 16 different brands that have experienced the problem. We're talking about various General Motors brands. We're talking about various Ford brands, various Honda, like Honda and Acura, the various Toyota brands, BMW. So this is a worldwide problem. It's not limited to just Japanese makers or U.S. makers, but everybody seems to have used at least some of these defective airbags.
And the bigger problem is, now that we know where the defects are, now we have to produce enough parts to repair 16 million cars? That takes a long time.
Yeah, 7.8 million so far in the United States alone.
Right.
I spoke with some Toyota folks yesterday about their regional approach to this thing, and they pointed out that they actually had a national recall that they did about a year ago, advising people to bring in vehicles equipped with these Takata airbags to be checked. Now they've added a second or an updated recall in which they're focusing on the Gulf states, the high humidity areas where they think the problem is worst, and they're directing their resources. They're pushing harder to reach owners, and they are pushing harder to get replacement bags down there. But they do have a national recall, so I want to stress to any listeners who might have one of these airbags in their vehicle, I don't care if you're operating in dry climates. I don't care where you're operating, snow, heavy humidity, dry, you know, wherever. Get your vehicle in and have it checked. These inflators may be bad. Press your dealer to replace them.
Right, right.
Don't let the dealer say, oh, this looks fine. Press for the replacement because they don't know for sure that this high humidity issue is a problem. The statistics say the problem occurs most often. But here's a very, very scary thing. Of the four known fatalities that have occurred due to these bad airbags, which will blow shrapnel into the passenger compartment. One person was killed. They thought it was, the person was either knifed or shot.
Right, yeah, I
and
saw that.
It was
horrible.
Shrapnel from
yeah.
the airbag.
Yep.
Not
yeah.
a way to go.
No, not
and
a way to go at all.
I can't stress enough, if you have one of these vehicles, get yourself checked out. I don't care where you live. Most of the deaths have occurred outside of the high humidity areas.
Now, have you...
And so... Go to the NHTSA site or go to the manufacturer's
right,
site.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
They are now required by yeah. law to have recall data that consumers can get on their website.
Yep, and they can go to, if they Google, for example, Toyota airbag recall or Honda airbag recall, whatever their brand is, it will bring them to that manufacturer's site. And what I've seen is you can type in the 17-digit VIN, the serial number off the registration
correct.
Or the dashboard, wherever you want to get it from, the title, for example, that number, and it
right.
will tell you if your vehicle is in that recall arena.
Right,
yeah.
And if you go to thedetroitbureau.com, again, we do have a list. I apologize that I don't have it memorized, but our most recent story on the recall, which ran 2 days ago, does have a list of the vehicles, the latest list. Don't be surprised to see that the list is expanded going forward.
Okay. Hey, Paul, real quick before I let you go, you're going to be at SEMA in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm going to be
okay.
there.
All right, we're going to be out there, so I'll have Harry take your cell, and maybe we can get some
yeah,
FaceTime together.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's connect. I'm looking forward to the show.
Okay, listen, you take good care. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you.
Thanks, Paul. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor here. Yeah, and for all you listeners, just pay attention and keep an eye on that. TheDetroitBureau.com, the place to go to on the web for automotive information of this nature. I think Paul is on top of this, and what he's trying to tell us is there's something brewing, and they're going to break the story there. So pay attention for that. I'm Ron Annie and the Car Doctor. We'll be back to take your calls right after this.
I ain't ever been with a woman long enough.